Psalm 78:26 is our scripture for today. He will let loose the east wind from the heavens and lead forth the south wind by his power.
Father, you are marvelous, almighty God who leads the mighty winds with a word from your mouth. I praise your holy name. In your will I have the highest expression of your divinity. O Father, all of creation bows to your will. How can I fail to yield to it? Lord, you are the creator, and I want to give you the position of honor in my life. I invite you to take the throne in my heart and to rule my life as you see fit. Amen.
Today, imagine the God of creation, who orders the wind and pours out the sea, sits to the throne of your heart. Will you yield that heart to his will? The Lord God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus resides in our heart. Jesus told us our body is a temple. Will you give that temple back to the owner?
Today's action. Pray outdoors today, and as you do, notice the wind rustling the trees and all of the other elements of nature that God directs, and give him the glory. Today's treasure is found in 1 Kings chapter 3:14. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days.
You know, there was a movie years ago, and the lead song was, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." The winds carried the tune, and it reminds me of a story when Mary and I were working in the middle of nowhere, and she got on her bicycle and rode out to a little windmill. And she just felt like praising God for everything she was worth, and she started singing. And the wind carried that music, and before she knew it, there was several antelope just sitting there, kind of tilting their heads and listening to the beat of the music. They were totally happy. And as soon as she stopped singing praises to the Lord, they gave her that look and ran off. The power of praising God and letting your heart be totally in his will.